I'm Jeff Nelly on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Attorneys from 25 states have sued the Environmental Protection Agency to block rules intended to reduce emissions from cars and light trucks and encourage electric vehicle manufacturing. The group of attorneys general says the agency exceeded its authority. The lawsuit is challenged by regulators for passenger vehicles finalized on March 20 by the Biden administration. The group of states was led by the filing by Kentucky and West Virginia. Kentucky Attorney General Russell Coleman says the rules would harm the American economy, threaten jobs, and raise prices while undermining the U.S. electrical grid. Coleman also says there's very little interest in electric vehicles in his state. The administration is willing to sacrifice the American auto industry and its workers in service of its radical green agenda, Coleman said. We aren't buying it, EPA Chief Michael Regan said. The rule imposes absolutely no mandate on manufacturers to adopt electric vehicles. However, the emission standard is set so low that piston-based engines would not be able to comply. U.S. corn planting estimated at 12% done by Sunday. That's 2 points ahead of the five-year average, according to the Department of Agriculture's crop progress report yesterday. 8% of the soybean crop planted, 4 points ahead of the average pace of 4%. Corn emergence at 3%. Winter wheat heading 17%, 4 points ahead of the five-year average. Winter wheat condition rated 50% good to excellent, down 5 points from last week. In Illinois, 11% of the corn crop is planted, 2% in Indiana, 13% in Iowa, 23% for Kentucky. Michigan's at 1, Minnesota 8, Missouri 47. Nebraska has planted 6% of its crop. Farmers in Ohio are yet to begin planting. For soybeans, 11% of the Illinois crop is planted, 2% in Indiana, 8% in Iowa. Kentucky's at 13%, Michigan 1, Minnesota 5, Missouri 16, and Ohio hasn't turned a wheel as yet. The Fed Reserve Board released its April Beige Book last week. It summarizes current economic conditions and includes observations on the agriculture economy. In Atlanta's 6th District, agricultural conditions showed improvement over recent weeks, continued resilience in the cattle market, and strong dairy demand. In the 7th District of Chicago, fieldwork preparation for planting well ahead of the usual pace, given the warmer-than-normal temps. In the 8th District of St. Louis, total acres planted at the end of March were similar to a year ago, but there are concerns about wet weather in multiple states. The 9th District in Minneapolis, warm weather and widespread mild drought conditions leading to a mixed outlook going into the planting season. Alexis Taylor, USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agriculture Affairs, in New Delhi, India this week to launch a U.S.-sponsored agribusiness trade mission. She's leading a delegation of officials from 47 agribusinesses and farm organizations and 11 state departments of agriculture. They're all seeking to develop and expand business opportunities with importers in India. Taylor said, quote, "As the world's most populous country and fifth largest economy, India is primed for continued growth as a top destination for U.S. food and agriculture products, with a growing middle class that is expected to exceed 660 million by 2030. India presents a strong consumer-oriented market where exports from American agribusiness and producers certainly can flourish. Participants representing a diverse array of American food and ag products getting the chance to reinvigorate existing relationships and forge new connections with local importers there. That checks Farm News this Tuesday. I'm Jeff Daly on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.